Now we have started a series, what we call, one more time, what we call? Miracles. Say with me one more time. One, two, three. Miracles. The whole idea, okay, of this series is that is to let him be known. Okay, who is him here? Jesus. All right, now I put a number seven there is because we are gleaning through the Gospel of John that signifies seven major, okay, miracles that Jesus did. But did Jesus just do seven miracles? Of course not, right? Of course not. Because the Gospel of John, or John himself wrote, okay, in chapter 20, verse 31, okay, this scripture will probably will surface again and again because John wrote, now Jesus did many others, signs. So when you look at the Bible, the word sign is referring to miracle. Okay, when you look at the Bible, signs means refer to miracle. In the presence of the disciples, disciples saw it, see it, what Jesus did, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may... that Jesus is the Christ and the Son of God, and by you may have life in His name. All right, can I go to amen for that? All right, so last week, just a bit of a recap. Okay, with that, let Him be known. We also saying that we still believe in miracles today. That's the goal. So that with that, by your believing, we want to make Him known. Now, last week, I just want to do a very short recap. Okay, what the first miracle or the first sign was turning water into wine. So now when you drink the water, is it different taste? All right, now, just a bit of recap. Do you see a cat there? I just tried to tweet, okay, talking about homiletics and all those. I know it's the year of, what, year of what? No, year of miracle. Okay. Alright. Okay, we'll talk about rabbit. Okay now. Share the cat just to catch you. Alright now. Call upon Jesus. Act of obedience. Okay, that's important because whatever you do, it doesn't make sense. But if you're following the word of God, wow, when miracle happens, everything makes sense. Alright now. Testify of Him and give God the glory. So every time, not say every time, when you go back to your life group weekly, okay, when the opportunity, testify of what God is doing, okay, in your life, all right? I also said that if you want a miracle, there is a problem that you're facing, okay? So don't be afraid of problems because the next day is where you're going to experience miracle, all right? So be ready for that, all right? Now, but if there's no problem, don't ask for one, Don't ask for one, okay? We have already enough problem, no more added, all right? Now, today we're going to talk about the part two, the story of the healing, okay, the official son. Jesus healing the official son. Now, the story we're going to look at is from John 4, okay, from verse 43 to 54. I highlight, okay, or bold certain words, which I want to catch on later on. I hope you also catch and also discover something while reading it, all right? So may the word of God speak into your life, all right? Now, verse 43, after 2 days, say me 2 days. After 2 days, he departed for Galilee, for Jesus himself had testified that the prophet has no honor in his hometown. So when he came to Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, having seen all that he had done in Jerusalem, okay, at the feast, for they too had gone to the feast. Now, how many of you, when you go back hometown, it seems like nobody care about you, right? Or when you go back home, okay, you are married with 5 children, all those, you go back, when your mommy see you, you still like a small boy to him, to her. Right? You still make sure that you, whether you have eaten or not, okay, whether you have gone to the toilet or not, okay, whether you've taken bath or not, you know, so that's mother's love, all right, now. So he said, go to your hometown, Jesus going hometown, there's no honor. And then when he came to Galilee, so he was thinking about, where's Jesus' hometown? Jesus was born in Bethlehem, and then his hometown was in Nazareth, all right, now. But then he, the rest of years, his ministry all in Capernaum, all right. So all these towns are in the huge area called Galilee, all right. So now we are at Lipsin, but in this huge area called Bayan Baru or Bayan Lepas. Okay, that was a bit confusing even when we write the address. All right, now, so the whole area of Bayan Lepas. Okay, now, the Galileans welcome him. Strange, right? Hometown. Hey, who is this Jesus? Your carpenter's son. Right? They see him running everywhere, playing football or whatever. I don't know. Okay, now. That's you lah, okay? Having seen all that he had done in Jerusalem at the feast day, okay, so they saw what Jesus did. Now, continue reading. So he came again to Cana. Okay, remember, can or not. Okay, can. Right? Now, in Galilee, where he had made those funny things so that you remember. All right, now, you may not remember can, but you remember can or not. Where he had made the water wine. And Capernaum, there was an official whose son was ill. When this man heard, okay, that Jesus has come from Judea to Galilee. Okay, why not? I get you to respond by reading those bold words, okay? Now, when this man, that Jesus had come from Judea to Galilee, him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. So Jesus said to him, unless you signs and wonders, you will not believe. The official said to him, sir, come down before my child dies. Jesus said to him, your son will live. And the man, the word that Jesus to him and went on his way. Okay, last part. Okay, as he was, now his servants met him and told him that his son was recovering. So he asked them the hour when he began to get better, and they said to him, yesterday, okay, at the 7th hour. What time is 7th hour? It's 1 p.m. Okay, so in the Jewish culture, their day starts at 6 a.m. How many of you, your day starts at 6 a.m.? Okay, only me, okay. Deborah also, okay, going to school, right? Okay, all right now. And the fever left him. And then the father knew, okay, that was the hour that Jesus had said to him, your son will live, and he himself believed, and all his household. And this was now the second sign that Jesus did when he had come from Judea to Galilee. Amen. Father God, I commit all of us into your hands as we explore, discover, okay, this story. Help us to understand, Lord, as far as miracle concerned, what is this story got to speak to us? Father, today I ask Holy Spirit, come teach us, guide us. In Jesus' name I pray. Everyone say, amen. Just to give you a background, this is John chapter 4. What has happened, okay, 1, 2, 3, okay, before this thing happened? A lot of things have already happened, okay, that's why when the people see, wow, Jesus has come to Galilee, okay, those who saw it, they be welcome, okay, Jesus. Just do a bit of recap, okay, from John 2, we talk about the water turned to wine, yes, all right, and then when you come to the second part of John 2, is where Jesus entered Jerusalem, okay, and saw all this business that was going on, and he was so angry, all right, then he formed a whip and whip them all out. All right, hallelujah. Right now, John 3, there was a story of Nicodemus. Okay, Nicodemus is a lawyer, scribes, and all this came to Jesus by night, all right, because he wanted to find out who Jesus, who are you really is, all right? No one can do this except it's from God. Okay, that's where John 3:16 was being said. Okay, why John 3:16? It was a conversation between Jesus and Nicodemus. For God so loved the world. That's the only scripture many people memorize. Isn't it true? Yeah. Then after that, you go down to John 3. John the Baptist, okay, testify, okay, of who, okay, Jesus is, that saying that anyone who accept his testimony can affirm that God is true. And then when you come to John 4, okay, before this story of healing the official son, it was a story of the Samaritan woman. Okay, all right. So this is the background that has taken place. And we did the Jesus and Samaritan woman last December during our Christmas, okay, series. Now, when I say miracle, it always begins with a problem. Okay, what is the problem? Tell your neighbor, what's your problem? Okay, what is the problem? The problem here is an official whose son was ill to the point of death. Now, isn't it true that people won't do anything, whatever they are going through right now, until something happens? Yes, all right? You will not take exercise seriously until, your blood test, cholesterol very high, I need to exercise. I visited a friend of ours in hospital, and then they diagnosed, supposed to go through an operation, but they diagnosed him and found that, sugar level too high. So when I visited him, there was a dietitian, okay, advising him. Okay, I went in, I sit down, I said, you'll continue, all right? So I just hear what the dietitian tell him to do. So your sugar level is very high, so what are you going to do? All right, of course, to hear him say, cut down sugar stuff, all right? Then he said, I'm going to exercise. Say, don't go exercise. Are you shocked? Because now this person has a high sugar level. Now they're going to give him medicine, the sugar level is going to drop. So he is not living his normal. Right? So sugar level now he thinks they're going to exercise, what will happen to him? Flat, okay? So low sugar, okay? Because that was not his normal, okay, before. So in other words, are we going to do something until we really face a critical situation in our life, until we face a problem, until we are sick, and then only we do something about it when we see our sugar level up, see our cholesterol level up and all those, only we do something about it? Wow, something to think about, right? So this year, January, is a good time, okay, to set some change of lifestyle and all those, because it always happens in January and the end of the year. Then in between, don't do anything. Okay, so you'll see the whole cycle repeats, okay, and all those. Okay, now today we're going to explore this story to discover what does Apostle John wants us to see, okay, and learn. All right, let's just move on from there, okay, to the point of that. Now, this is a question I want to ask, okay, what Apostle John wants us to see, okay, and learn from this story in this short time, okay, that we have. Now, number one, what does Apostle John want us to see? And you realize that I put down five, but then I find out that after reading through again, wow, it's more than five, okay? Similar pattern, first and second, but just telling you the five, the rest you can find out yourself. Huh? All right, now, the story of the first miracle, or the first sign, and the second sign, all right? Just now we read the whole story. Last week we already talked about turning water to wine, all right? Now, do you realize when we read, is it after 2 days? The miracle in Cana, water turned to wine, was on the third day? Yes. So after the second day means the third day. Right? After 2 days means the third day. All right, the third day. So both miracles actually happened on the third day, which is in the same place called Cana. First miracle was Cana. Second one also in Cana. Number two, it's sort of like a rebuke, okay, to the first person, because first story was mother of Jesus came to Jesus, like what Jesus said, woman. This is why you bother me. This is not my problem. But why Tai Chi, all right? What got the wine got to do with me, all right? So things like that. So it seems like it's a rebuke. So you have the father, okay, the official son, they come to Jesus, come. But Jesus actually replies something like, I'm not going to go with you, all right? Now, then the third one, the similar pattern was Jesus performed from a distance. Seems like he's doing nothing, right? So after that, first story, first sign was mother of Jesus tell the servants, do whatever he says. So do whatever he says. So he says, say, okay, now you fill up the jar. Fill up to the brim. Okay. Second story, officials, the official who came to Jesus, you go. Okay, now, your sons will be well, all right? Now, number four, I don't know if pastor will do like that to you. You go, go back. Okay, man, okay. I don't know, come. You call me midnight, okay, 3 a.m. Now, mind, sleep first. Sleep first. Tomorrow we'll settle. Okay, number four. Only the servants knew what was happening. Yes, right? So I was saying that the bride and the groom not even know they are out of wine. And then here was the mother knew and cared so much and tell Jesus. Jesus gave the word. And who was doing the work? The servants. Pour water and all those, right? Then the servants one, no, the official son who was sick. Official was away because looking for Jesus. So who was taking care of the son? The servants. The servants saw, measure, temperature so high, you know. All right, I don't know what they use. What they use? Hand. Oh, panas. Okay, so they saw, okay, the healing took place on the son. Now, number five, have the same concluding result. The first story, who believed? Y'all remember? The disciple believe, because it's the first miracle. When Jesus called disciples, the disciples still blur, you know, they follow Jesus. Wow, this is the first miracle, and they believe. The second one, it was the official son, the official and his household. Amazing story when you look at it. So number six, it's all happened in the same town, all right? Now, then you can continue. Just continue to read. It's just amazing, all right? Now, let's continue the second part. What does Apostle John want us to learn from this story? I already said that the first sign, when you say the first sign, Bible used the word sign, okay, is something to direct us, to point us, okay? Now, just sharing this morning with our breakfast table, okay, that If someone healed, couldn't walk for years, and healed by God, and they start walking, where will you focus? You focus on his leg? Wow, what kind of leg is that? All right? Or you focus on his walking, and can walk like Michael Jackson. I don't know, all right? Then, or you are looking at, wow, what a miracle is this? And you're so happy about miracle. Or you're actually looking at, has to be God. This has to be Jesus. Okay, where is your focus, right? The first time when I pray for someone, this person could walk, you know, in Philippines. I came back, I said, no, my partner, not me, the one that followed me, he said, Jonathan, I'm not going to wash my hand, man. I'm going to sleep like that because this hand touched somebody and then he could walk. I say, sleep, sleep right now. Okay, it's not about that, but it's about, okay, Jesus, it's not about us right now. Number one, this story that just now we have read that he came to Cana, right? Yeah, where is this official is? He is at Capernaum, true? Yes, Capernaum. Then he heard, then he came to Jesus, all right now. When I read that, number one that we need to learn is, miracle is not bound by status and distance. He's an official, man. Hear the story, he's an official, big boss. What else? YB, what else? With the status, okay? If someone come with status, he will drive what? Right? Not only he's coming with his car, he has a driver. Not only his own car, but there are many others, okay? That come with a big shot, true? All right? So they're official. So when he come and see Jesus, do you think he came alone? No, I don't think so. Because the official, many will all come with him. All right, now, talking about status, talking about distance. Now, where is Capernaum? He's living in? Okay, can you see where is Capernaum is? Okay, by the Sea of Galilee. By the Sea of Galilee. Where is Cana? You saw this map before. Okay, from Capernaum to Cana. How far is it? Nobody knows. Okay, I try to search. There are a few kind of category because one is about 2 days. Then I'll try to find out about Jesus' time. Okay, Jesus' time, okay, between Capernaum or how far Cana from Capernaum is about 32 kilometers, Jesus' time. Okay, can you imagine when an official heard about Jesus coming, okay, to Galilee? So what do you think he come by? He will come by? Horse, oh, wow, good one. It's coming, and all the whole troop, like Chinese movie, right? They all come, all coming to find Jesus, right? Through the valleys and all this coming. And then he saw Jesus. What do you think Jesus? Jesus will be walking on what? Water, okay, right? Okay. The disciples will be walking, all right? Walking, I don't know if it's on donkey, no. I don't think, now read about him on horses. So they are walking. So he has a troop coming to find Jesus. Jesus, all right? Now, let me see the next. Okay, wait. Go back to the scripture. So when he comes, he heard, okay, when with his troop, go and find Jesus. And when he comes, Jesus, you must come, okay, and heal my son. Can you imagine Big Shot coming with a car? Jonathan, you must come in now. Open door, coming now. Just as those movies, they came, all right? Came Samuel Jackson, call Peter Parker, come in now, go. Go to Chris Evans, you, come in now, go. It doesn't work that way, friends, okay? So give you a scenario to make you remember this story, all right? Now, so let me tell you, it's not about our status. It's not, Jesus is not bound, okay, by the distance, okay, that we are in, okay? So this story will help us to see that this official has come to a point that he knew that his son, okay, is a point, okay, of death. What does that mean? That means it's a point of being desperate. I don't know how many times you are in desperate situation. Someone says that desperate moment call for desperate measure. When you are in that moment, friends, you will do something about it. Probably some of us will go all over the world to find an answer. You go all over, if someone sick, you go all over the world to search, okay, for medication, for cure, and all those. Where is the best surgeon you can find? Which hospital? Which is the best sinsei or sifu, all right? Now, when you heard about Jesus coming, wherever Jesus are, you will go. Right? Likewise, in our world today, it's the same. When you hear about some
temple here or some news, you know, people will go just flock, okay, to see what is happening. All right, but I want to say that it's not about our status of life. It's not about the distance that we are in. All right, whether you are a CEO or you are a janitor, the COVID virus don't recognize that. It don't come, oh, you are a CEO, okay, virus don't touch you. Oh, you're president of, okay, I don't touch you. Oh, you beggar, attack! It doesn't work that way, all right? Whether you are driving a Ferrari or a canary, you still have to go to workshop. You still have to change your oil. You have to still change your tire, all right? So, miracle does not bow by status or distance. Number two, it's not about four key thoughts. Huh? Number two is, it's not about the signs and wonders. Eh? It's not about signs and wonders. John 4:48, how Jesus replied, the official, Jesus said to him, unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. What does that tell us? Do you know that signs and wonders many times has been a bedtime story? We tell our children, oh, when Moses straight up his rod and part the sea, all right? They are pillar of cloud, pillar of fire, all right? What else? Noah built a boat and this rainbow. Okay, then you talk about Joshua, okay, pray, and then the sun stood still. The miracles that we talk about. Friends, the Jews live, okay, with these stories. They know their forefathers. All these stories are just amazing, okay, they took place. And then when they grow, they at the period of time, they don't see signs and wonders anymore. And they all grew up, okay, wanting to see signs and wonders. Now, so Jesus is saying, you people only want to see signs and wonders. No sign, no belief. In our local way of saying, if Jesus are like Penang Lang, all right? Now, so in other words, he say, I see, I believe. I don't see, I don't believe. Okay, another way to say it. But do you know that many have seen signs and wonders and do nothing about it? Jesus fed how many thousand? 5,000. What happened to all the 5,000? We have one more message on that. They're still asking for the roti. They're still asking for, Jesus, give me another bread. Give me another bread. They want the bread. So I'm saying, are we looking, someone here looking at the leg, looking at walking? Or we actually, this is only God can do. Okay, Jesus. Okay, so what Jesus is actually saying, Jesus is saying, do you really need to see signs and wonders in order to believe? Is it? All right. Do you really need to have signs and wonders in order to experience a miracle? How many of you have prayed prayer like this? I don't know. The last 5 days, I don't know what you pray. Are you praying like, God, if I can marry this man or marry this girl, you are real man. God, if I get this job, then I'll give my tithes. How many of you know that it should be the other way around? Okay, God's principle is always the opposite of what we think, okay, and what we are human mind, okay. How many of us realize that God doesn't need to show us signs and wonders? He doesn't have to. God also no need to prove, okay, himself, right? Now, so why is it God go through all the trouble, having Jesus sent, save us, bleed, you know, torture, died, buried on the third day, rose. Why have to go through all those trouble and people still, okay, accusing Jesus? Sometimes in ministry also the same. Whatever you do, whatever you do, and yet, okay, what you get is not appreciation, okay, but complaints. True or not? That's what don't do. No, okay, we must not give up, all right? We must not give up what God has called us, okay, to do. So the question about do you, okay, really, Jesus is saying that, do you really need to see or to have signs and wonder in order to believe? Because in the world today, is seeing is believing. So if that is that philosophy we have, then questions that I like to use is, have you seen your kidney? Do you have kidney? One or two? How you know? Have you seen your kidney? No kidney, no? Do you have a heart? Yes, but how do you know? You didn't see what? If you open cut, then you see, got heart. So didn't see, no heart, Lord. You no heart, no. You have a brain? Have you seen? No, no brain, you no brain one.
You see, people scold people, right? All right, so, friend, so it's not about the sign, and it's not about the wonders. Yes, it's important. Yes, God, Jesus performed, miracles. So we got to see beyond, the signs. So when you think about the water, turn to wine. Is it about the water? Is it about the wine? No. God is saving, the shame or the embarrassment that this family is going to have, the whole culture, that they have. All right? When you think about Jesus, whip out or whatever that is not supposed in the synagogue, the temple, because Jesus is showing that he's the new temple. Okay, when we worship today, we worship who? Jesus, right? If we don't have this place, we have Jesus. We can still gather because Jesus is the center, of who we worship, right? And then Jesus wants to clean up because the house of God has to be holy. So sometimes we come to the house of God, what do? Those days before we know Jesus, we worship in another temple, true or not? You go to temple, or this temple, cannot. We take off our shoe and go in. True or not, when we go. But today, when you come to the house of God, what happened to our posture? All right, now, John 4, when you talk about Samaritan woman, is it about the woman? Is it about the well? The story is such that the whole kampong come to know Jesus. They known to them as Jesus as the Savior of the world. Yes? In all those, beside, what Jesus turned the water to wine, the other three, was there any miracle? Any physical miracle? It was the Word of God. It's what Jesus said that make, the difference. Which will lead us to the last part. The last two. The official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies. Come now, come down." When you read the scripture, right, it has no indication say that this one was spoken softly, spoken harshly, spoken in whatever. So you do not know. He probably this official, "Sir, you must come down. Come down or come out on my horse. Let's go, all right, now, before my child dies." How the tone, we do not know, all right? But I know that he's in desperation. Jesus said to him, "Go, your son will live." The man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and went on his way. So the last two, what I want to say is, it's about hearing what Jesus say and not what we say. Because normally how we pray? We pray, we tell God, "God, you must do this, Jesus, you must do this, 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 this." But why not the other way around? "God, what you want me to do? That this situation will change or transform. God, what do you want me to do?" Right here, we got to know and hear what Jesus say and not what we say. Because when the official heard, he went and tell Jesus what to do. Right now, today they are talking about what you hear. There are so many voices around. So many voices. In your company, boss, all right? Among your colleagues, all right? Then you go to the canteen to eat, okay? You see the lady cooking also, all kinds of things, all right now. Then you go home, wife, husband, children, friends. I hope that's not your family, okay? Now, so many voices. My question for all of us, not question yet, okay, is we can't avoid all those. Or it will be there, all right? It will be there all the time. Question is, what are you hearing? Who are you hearing? I hope that is none other than Jesus Christ. Amen? Bible tells us in Romans 10, 17, faith comes by hearing and hearing the message of God. In fact, there are so many verses in the Bible that you can hear. If we confess, that's what we do. Do we hear the rest? The rest say, "God is faithful, he will forgive you, not only forgive you, he will forgive your sin and cleanse you." You got to hear Jesus say a bit more, all right? Jesus said, "But I'm the one, your branches." So what are we supposed, are we abiding with him? Are we bearing fruit? Okay, apart from me, Jesus said, you do nothing, right? Jesus said, Paul wrote in Philippians 1:6, "I'm sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring the completion of the day of Jesus Christ." When Paul said that, means what? Everything goes smoothly? No, we have all kind of challenges. But then, he
You got to pull through. You need your faith got to rise. Got to bring you through, okay, until the day of Jesus Christ. Yeah, good, amen. All right, now. So here, you have the official who have come to Jesus, all of us got to learn, okay? Are we like the official who tell Jesus what to do or hear what Jesus got, okay, to say? Jesus said, go, your son will live. And the man believed, and what Jesus spoke, and he went. Good, amen? Yes. So I tried to think about this man in the home. You have the son ill, and probably there was a conversation between the wife and him. Now you hear about Jesus, you better go and get Jesus back. He go, now he come back. No Jesus. You know, sometimes, right, many of us who go out, do something, and then came back with nothing. True or not? So again, here, what? Do you hear what all others say? Or you want to hear what, okay, Jesus says? So Jesus here is saying that you got to take God by his word. And there are promises. Promises, okay, so many. God is near those who are brokenhearted. A good amen, all right? And many other, okay, verses that you can cling on because, okay, of the word of God. When the righteous fall, how many times? Bible says 7 times, yet he will rise again. If you draw near to God, you'll draw near to so many promises. Okay, are we hearing, okay, the promises that God has given us? Last one, okay, as we end. So it's about hearing what God says and not what we say. It's about believing what Jesus said, not what we, our own belief, all right, now. John 4:51 tells us that as he was going, you see, Jesus said, go home, your son will live. So he take his horse, so he have to go, right? As he go, he saw the next troop coming back, his servants coming. Sir, your son was recovering. Another version or the interpretation was, official, your son is leaving. Your son leave. So he asked them, what time? So the other thing that we can see is God, miracle is also not governed by time. Because Jesus is not bound by time as well, okay? The hour when he began, he get better. And he realized that it was the same time, 7 hours, start with 6 o'clock to 7 hours, 1 p.m. He got well. Powerful, all right? Powerful. All right, so as we end, okay, it's about what believing what Jesus said. Wait. So who believe? With that, your son will live. He himself believe and all his household. Wow. You know, each time when we go home, okay, right now, of course, my family side all believe in Christ. Now it's working on meal side. Every time we go, say a bit about Jesus thing, say a bit about what God happened. Okay, so they're hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. So we're going to believe, okay, the whole household will come. So we're going to believe for all your household. We're going to pray, yeah, for all your household. Now, so it's about believing what Jesus say. What Jesus say? Go, your son will live. Today when you go, your business will revive. When you go, sickness will go, right? When you go, study well. You do well in exam. Okay, think about what the thing that Jesus will actually say to you when you go to him. He will say, go, son, you will do well. Son, your faith, okay, will heal you, right? So this was now the second sign that Jesus did when he came from Judea to Galilee. And good, amen? All right, closing. So this scripture I said just now, did many things, all things that have happened. This is the second one. Now, it's very strange. I tried to look whether in the next 5, Apostle John will write, this is the third sign, this is the fourth sign, but I couldn't find it. It's just interesting for the first sign and the second sign, okay? Now, that doesn't mean that the rest of the miracle is not interesting. It's interesting, all right? Now, so with this, who pointing us to Jesus? Who is Jesus then? Who is Jesus to you? So as I look through all this, what we have talked about, how many of us realize when Jesus said, they turn the water to wine, he's the giver of joy. Have you lost your joy? The whole pandemic, business loss, or whatever that you're going through? Friends, the world can rob you of joy, but he's the giver of joy. He saved the family. When he ripped up everything out from the temple, Because if you read the whole story, Jesus is the new temple. Temple talking about God's presence. When we worship in God, we want to be in Jesus' presence. He's the new temple. Many of us may not catch it yet. Right now, when he talked about to Nicodemus, Jesus presented, he's the giver of a new birth. Because in that culture, they're all stuck. They couldn't move forward. Jesus coming to give a new birth. Conversation, okay, with the Samaritan. Jesus, just by speaking, turned this woman's life around. Transformation. Low self-esteem, marriage problem, everything that she gone through. Leave everything, go tell the whole kampong about Jesus. Then they realize Jesus is the savior of the world. And today, as we learn about the official son, the official who came to Jesus, Jesus is the one who speak and we live. A good amen? Right? So, with that, just to recap, it's all this. I'm going to pray right now. All right? I'm going to pray for salvation. Okay, so you have family members, we get to know Christ. Yes, I pray for family, household, in your heart, in your mind. This is what I do. You may not say it, I might disturb all others. Okay, I want you in your mind, a picture of your family members. A picture of your father, mother, whoever is still alive, living, all right? Near or far, it's okay, all right? Uncle, auntie, or grandparents, all those, I want you to think about them, okay? A picture in your mind, okay, as we pray, all right? Then, Grace, after that, we pray with, if she will come and close, okay, our service. Whoever need prayer, today I want to pray for Ng's son, Melky, if you can come out, we pray for you. Anybody else, okay, just come forward. Okay, pray whatever needs you have. Let's pray. Father God, I want to commit all of us into your hands. Father, I ask, oh God, Lord, today as we hear the story of Jesus healing the official son, something took place in the heavenlies. Something that the people have never experienced, where Jesus spoke and miracle took place. When Jesus spoke, someone came alive. Jesus spoke, the sickness leave. Father, today I commit all of us into your hands. Father, with that testimony, with that miracle in our life that we share to our friends or family members, today as you look at the official of the miracle that he experienced, you know, not only him, but his whole household come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, for the very fact that each and every one of us come to know Jesus and became a believer or a follower of Jesus, it's already a miracle when you think about your lifestyle, your past. No way you think that you become someone that loves Jesus. And all your family members knew and watched you. Father, today, I want to pray for household. Okay, for all of us. Okay, picture this a moment. You picture all the photos and picture of your family members. Father, right now, whether it's our mom, whether it's our dad, whether it's our grandparents, our siblings, our wife, our children, okay, people that we know, okay, cousin, people who are so close to us, each and every one of us, yet, okay, have not come to know Jesus. Father, right now, with that posture in our mind and heart, Father, today I pray, okay, that gospel will reach them, use us, Lord, Father, at this year, okay, as we declare year of miracle, that each and every one of them will come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Father, we don't choose to believe that. Faith arises. Okay, faith comes by hearing and hearing the message of God. And I pray, Lord, that we're going to hear testimony after testimony. How? And it's going to be amazing story. Simple things, okay? Our family members just turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I want to seal that in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Everyone say, amen. All those who are watching, I hope you're praying as well. Yes, let's give Jesus a big hand.